Shvius Zion Dalid 7:4. The previous Mishnah had laid out the halacha explicitly that if one has a grapevine draped over grain, the grain becomes asur bahana, as is the vine above. This Mishnah will consider the question of if two neighbors, Mr. A and Mr. B, one has a grapevine and one has grain, and Mr. A takes his grapevine and drapes it over Mr. B's grain, if Mr. B's grain can become asur bahana, forbidden to get benefit from. And the Mishnah says, Hamisakech es gefano al gabi tivoso shel chavero. If a person drapes his vine, Mr. A takes his vine, and he drapes it over the grain of Mr. B, hareze kidesh. Tanakama holds, yes, indeed, Mr. B's grain is asur bahana, and it goes without saying Mr. A's vine is asur bahana. V'chayev achriyuso, and Mr. A, who now caused Mr. B's grain to be forbidden to get benefit from, Mr. A must reimburse, he must compensate Mr. B for his loss. On the second point, one might have thought that there's those who hold that garmi, a direct consequence, but an indirect damage, meaning that the Mr. A didn't do anything with his hands directly to cause Mr. B to lose his grain, as sort of just he tripped over the grapevine. So one might have thought that that's garmi, and in such a case, Mr. A would be exempt from paying Mr. B because it's just indirect damages, and there are those who hold that, but not in this case, not in the case where Mr. A did a direct act. Mr. A's act was to physically drip the vine over, and that's sufficient, says the Tanakama, to make him liable to have to pay Mr. B for his now asur bahana grain. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omrim, however, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon say, Ein adam mekadesh davar she'enu shelo. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that a person cannot make another person's grain asur bahana, at least not in the case of kilai hakerem. That is to say that perhaps they would agree that if Mr. A would take Mr. B's pot roast and cook it in milk, then the mixture of basar b'chal, of milk and meat together, would be asur bahana. And there you have a case of Mr. A ruining Mr. B's property and making it asur bahana. But this case is different. The reason why this is different is because one shot is because there's no physical change happening to the grain. It's only a halachic overhang, and he hasn't got the chus for it. Now, the other pshat is that there's actually a machlokas based on as the Bartner learns, based on the psukim, a drush and the pasuk. The pasuk says, Losizra karmacha kilayim, you can't plant kilayim in your vineyard, it's your vineyard, which according to at least according to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, since it's not your vineyard, you can't make it asur bahana. Tanakama, however, understands that the extra word kilayim in the pasuk comes to include any kind of kilayim, therefore the Tanakama holds that indeed, Mr. A can make Mr. B's grain asur bahana. Now, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. That is to say, we paskin that a person hasn't got the ability to render his friend's grain asur bahana with kilayim. The question then becomes, if the grain isn't asur bahana, what about the vine? So, there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether the vine becomes asur bahana. So, one side is to say that the vine is kilayim and asur bahana, just as a separate din of protection from a pasuk that would protect the grain from becoming asur. The other opinion is that no, it's a, you know, kilayim is a mixture, a forbidden mixture, and it's either all or nothing, either both the grain and the vine is asur bahana, or neither are. So the first shita, that yes, the vine is, even though the grain isn't, that's the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Lazar holds, no, it's either neither or both. So Rabbi Lazar holds that it's, in this case, it's neither, or asur bahana. Interestingly, Tosfos understands that, this is a Tosfos in Yevamos in Pei Gimel and Aleph, Dibur Maskelo Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos holds that indeed, you can't have one be kilayim without the other, and therefore neither the grapevine nor the grain is asur bahana. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan, saying that the vine that belongs to Mr. A is indeed asur bahana, even though the grain that belongs to Mr. B remains permitted.